Our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor on this Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program. What a wonderful weekend it's already been.
Yes, Steve, we had a lot of things to be thankful for this year, and we have a lot of things to look forward to with this Christmas and holiday season coming up.
Yeah, the town lighting, we had that Saturday. Chuck and I, we just welcomed Santa in there and lit the town, and we've got the parade coming up.
I always enjoy our community choir that will sing the Christmas carols. And yes, we have the Christmas parade that will be coming up Saturday, December the 4th, as usual. Starts at 10:30 this year. Rain or shine, I'll have the honor of being in front of the parade. Sally and I and our grandkids will be walking down the street this year with a wagon full of candy.
Yeah, tell us about Hotwire. Are you still getting customers trying to sign up with the town? I know we don't do that anymore.
Our little altitude broadband service that we had is now going out of business. At our special board meeting Monday afternoon, we passed an agreement to turn over all the equipment that the Altitude folks had, the bucket trucks. They have been acquired by Hotwire for their operations of the new fiber optic network. Our Altitude customers will be getting a bill in December from Hotwire. It'll be the same amount, same thing. It'll be seamless. But when you see your bill, if you're an Altitude customer, it will be coming from Hotwire. One of the things that we continue to get requests for, and I know I sound like a stuck record, but it's something I need to emphasize again. People are calling into the town hall saying, I want to sign up for Hotwire. We cannot do that. Hotwire will be announcing in the newspapers and on the radio in the coming weeks or months how to sign up for their service once they become operational at the beginning of the year. I know that they are looking for office space to set up their operations here in Highlands. And I just would tell everyone, do not call town hall, but just look in the media, the newspaper, for information that they will provide about how you can become a customer if you want to be a part of that service with Hotwire.
I know the station is on the Sunshine List, and we got the draft of the changes in the town's UDO for short-term rentals. And here we go. Now, of course, this is the final draft. This is the answer to everything. No, this is just the beginning.
It was basically a conceptual framework that our attorneys, our town attorney, and we had also engaged an expert attorney, Craig Justice, to work on addressing the issues of short-term rentals in the context of our current UDO. The attorneys met with a kind of a, what I would say is, was a work group of two commissioners over several weeks. The commissioners, Amy Patterson and Brian Steeler, would meet in the afternoon, and they simply reviewed and discussed the issues of short-term rentals in the context of our current UDO. Craig Justice and Jay Coward, the attorneys, drew up a draft framework, conceptual framework, for how to proceed in dealing with short-term rentals. We rolled that out at a joint workshop meeting of the Highlands Town Board and the Highlands Planning Board Monday evening. The attorneys did a presentation. Craig Justice went over the main points. And then after that, we had a question and answer and comment time between the town board and the planning board folks. We want the planning board now to review this draft, and that's part of the process. Brad Armstrong, the chair of the planning board, and all the members now will meet, and I anticipate several meetings, not just one, where they will look at this draft, and they can make recommendations about what they think should be in the draft or what shouldn't be or what should be added. It's a fluid process at this point. And then the town board will have to look at the recommendations and decide how to proceed with addressing these issues. Why am I not speaking more in detail? And I will just tell you, the town is under a pending lawsuit from Save Highlands, and I want to let the process move forward without making a lot of comments that could possibly be misconstrued or distorted. I'm going to step back and let that process move forward for now.
And that answers a couple of questions from some of our listeners there. They were saying, is this the final draft? Of course not. This is just the beginning.
We're at point A now. How do we get to the next point and what that will look like remains to be determined.
Heading out to Chestnut and past Little Bear Pen and then going along the Lower Lake Road, the paving is gorgeous, so we've had some paving done.
We've been really pushing the weather situation, but I know Bryson's paving company finished up paving Lower Lake this past week. It's a part of an ongoing program we have where if we have a town street that's unpaved, we want to give full consideration to paving those streets and roads in the coming years. Two reasons. First of all, we think environmentally it helps contain sediment runoff from just unpaved dirt roads. And then also the maintenance will be better because we can take a dirt road and take our road grader and scrape it. And then 2 weeks later after big rain, we're right back where we were. So we paved Lower Lake this past week and it was paved in place. We didn't take any right away. We didn't widen it. We just put down the asphalt. Lamar Nix, our public works director and town engineer, says when you put down that asphalt, we need to let it kind of settle and cure and mature a little bit. And in the coming weeks or months, when the time is right, road crews will come out and dress off the sides with probably some more rock and fill dirt. The state DOT has done the same thing with 64. You know, they resurfaced that this summer, and then they've dressed off the sides with rock to stabilize it. We'll be doing the same thing with Lower Lake. And the big challenge next week, if we get some warm weather, is to get the Upper Lake Road paved. It's just a matter of getting some warm weather and asphalt and putting that paving down. That will finish our paving for this year, for next year in our budget cycle, in addition to also resurfacing roads that need to be maintained and upgraded. Big Bear Pen, and I've said this before, the DOT has gotten the right-of-way to improve and pave Bear Pen from Upper Lake all the way down the Chestnut. They'll improve some of the sharp curves. They will widen the road some so people don't have to run into the ditch when somebody's coming down the road. And then it will also improve the runoff and drainage of that part of the road, which will have really a very positive impact, I believe, on Chestnut. That will be coming forward in the coming weeks or months. I don't know what their schedule is, but I know they have plans to do that paving there. Anything above Upper Lake is not on the schedule to be paved. It would involve DOT getting right-of-way acquisition and so forth. If the residents were willing to do that, I'm sure the DOT would consider it, but right now that's not on the schedule.
We've got several building projects underway, and I know the fire department wants to close out that building so they can work on the interior if it gets cold.
Every morning before I go to town hall, I get in my truck and just kind of ride around town to see what's going on. For example, when they paved Lower Lake this past week, a speed limit sign was removed and it was still on the ground. But I like to ride around and look at all the projects that are going on. I love to ride by the Episcopal Church and see the work that they're doing. Looks like they're about to finish up their project. Always go by the PAC Center because to me that's just a phenomenal project that they're doing and the speed at which they're working. This week, even in the cold, those workers were still out there going great guns getting that project done, as well as the workers at the fire department, the new fire department. They've been working nonstop, and one of the things they're trying to do is to get the trusses in for the roof, put a roof on top of it so they can basically enclose the building and proceed to finish it on the inside during the cold weather in the winter. That is a big building. It's going to have fire station barracks, things that we do not have now, a place to clean out all the gear of the firemen after a fire. All of those things are needed because eventually, we will be using more or depending on more full-time firefighters to man that station 24/7. We have big bays that we've built to handle additional equipment if that is needed in the coming years. Our fire and rescue people will be able to actually do some practicing rappelling inside the building instead of, you know, in the winter having to go out in very difficult situations and train. So I think it's going to be a very positive development for our first responders and for maintaining public safety here in the Highlands Plateau area.
We've got some future stars, and maybe just stars right now, with the Highlands Hurricane Swim Team, and Smoky Mountain came in and gave them a run.
I was there. I welcomed the Smoky Mountain Aquatics Club team, and they had a great turnout of parents and supporters. And then I welcomed the Jackson County swim team. So it was a three-team meet. Our Hurricanes won, but the Smoky Mountain folks gave us a run for the money, but we were able to prevail. I love to go there and see our enclosed pool jam-packed with people and participants. And it's something that I'm so delighted we did over the years. We built the pool. It does cost more money to operate, but to me, the benefits of having young people and our senior citizens being able to swim all year round and to do exercises, I just think it's worth our investment.
Even though that COVID seems to be in control, we still have to be on watch, especially with so many people coming to town.
We've really had to struggle and work through the COVID pandemic for just month after month. It seems like we've turned the corner and we're all delighted that we're going back to life as normal. But on the other hand, I've been watching some of the news reports in the past several days about increases in states, especially in the Midwest. I'm concerned that we could go backwards as we go into the winter months. Always be careful and cautious. Practice what you think you need to do to prevent picking up the virus. And also, let me just encourage everyone, at this point, the boosters seem to be very important. So I would encourage everybody to take advantage of the opportunity to get that third booster shot. That seems to really be a critical factor in addressing the spread of COVID. I've got my fingers crossed that we are at the end of this whole cycle of dealing with COVID, but we cannot let our guard down at this moment.